Guess where I am. Come on, guess. It's someplace I bet you never thought you'd see me. Give up? Okay, take a look. This is where you sleep, isn't it? This is where you lay down every night and close your eyes and drift off into restful slumber. Safe in knowing that nothing can get you. Safe in knowing the doors are locked and this place is yours. This place is yours. And now it's mine. Now it's a place for me to be ravenous. It's a nice room. Pretty tidy for a boy your age. Just these clothes on the bed. Get a run in before school. I can tell these are workout clothes. You must have been in a hurry. They're still fresh with sweat. Again, though, really nice room. Be a shame if someone ruined it. How'd you like my last message? Thought I made myself pretty clear in that. Sitting and coming and moaning and squirting in front of your fucking locker like a crazed little slut. That should have been enough to show you I'm enough for you. That I wasn't going to stop, even though they keep trying to stop me. And yet, I still see you with those other sluts. I still see you with those little whores. Why are they around you when I made it clear that I was going to fucking get you? Look at the window behind me. It's the middle of the day. It's broad fucking daylight and... That didn't stop me. It didn't stop me that the sun is fucking out in the middle of the week, and neither did the locks on your house or the fact that this is where you fucking live with your parents. So what the fuck do you think is going to stop me? Huh? Little man, what do you think is going to stop me from fucking sinking my teeth into you? I sacrificed my dignity to you. I sacrificed my decency to you. And it went up in flames as I made myself come like an animal on that hallway floor, and yet they still crawl and coo and paw at you. What else do I have to sacrifice to you? Who else do I have to sacrifice to you? I thought that showing you that your school wasn't safe was enough. But I guess I was wrong. And now, that's why I'm here. I thought you were ready. The next time I saw you, I thought you'd be alone and I'd know. I'd know you were ready for me. But you're not. So I had to take the next act, the next step, and make it a little more savage. Had to make it more... profane. I had to live up to my name and show you how ravenous I am. I needed to violate myself and you more thoroughly. I needed to make an example of myself in a sacred place. And that's why I'm in your house. And why I'm going to make you watch what I do. I'm going to take the place you sleep. And I'm going to desecrate it. Fuck. I'm going to desecrate it like I'm going to desecrate you. Ah. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck. This feels so good. Touching my pussy in your room. Masturbating where you sleep. Surrounded by you and your fucking scent. God, it's so fucking amazing. Yeah. I'm completely surrounded by you and it's fucking amazing. You should have seen me as I approached your doorway. I was shaking. It was like walking to someplace holy. Someplace sacred. Fuck, I could come here for days. I could sit here and fucking orgasm and soak every inch of this room. I never want to leave. I never, ever want to fucking leave. I could chain myself here. Oh, I could set up a little cage. Yeah? What do you think about that? Yeah? You could put me in it when you go to school and take me out whenever you want to fucking use me. Yeah? Chain me to the bed and fuck my mouth and fuck my tits and fuck my little pussy. Huh? Yeah? You can flip me over and fuck my pussy and pound my little ass. Yeah? Just use me and use me and use me and use me and use me. But yeah, right here. Yeah, in this room. Right here in your fucking room. Fuck. Yeah, I want to trap you in it. I want to barricade the door and pin you down and make it so fucking hard. They're going to have to knock out a wall to come and get us and drag us out in front of the whole neighborhood. And I'd smile and glisten with your sweat and your cum and shake myself so that it would splash all over the onlookers. Yeah. And I'd giggle as they dragged me away because I know it wouldn't fucking matter. They can never keep you from me. I'm here in your house in the middle of the day and nothing can stop me. I know when your house is empty, and I know when you're alone. I know when you sleep. Yes, and I want you. Look at me, honey. Yeah? You listen to the desperation in my voice. I'm sacrificing everything to you, and I'm letting my sanity go. Send them away. Send them all away. And show me that you're ready. And show me that you're ready for me, and I'll make you come until you weep. Make me weep too, yeah? Make me weep on your big dick, yeah? Make me weep on your big fucking dick, yeah? Is that, yeah? Oh, fuck, I'm close, I'm close, I'm fucking close, I'm fucking close. You can't run, so just give yourself to me. You can't hide, so fucking give yourself to me. I'm gonna sacrifice for you. I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna come for you in the daylight. I'm gonna come for you in the sunshine. I'm gonna come like a crazy little animal for you and sacrifice my sanity for you and show you how far I'm willing to go. You watch, watch, watch how far, watch how far I'm willing to go to own you, to fucking desecrate you right now. Oh, fuck, right, right, fucking now, 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 fuck, yes, 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 yes. Fuck, no, I'm not done, I'm not done, I'm not done. It's on my stomach. I'm humping your fucking clothes now. Fuck. I'm gonna come again, and again, and again, 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 again. Fuck. Yes. Yes. You need to show me and show me you're ready. You get rid of the others and show me you understand. Because I'm not going away. And you're never getting away. Sweet dreams.